Well,
that's a good story. They people did used to be very neighborly then.
Oh yeah, they're not that way no more though.
Oh,
there's mighty few people that's that way these days.
They're real neighborly.
Well, we thought like he did. He thought, well, she accommodated me, it's fair for me to accommodate her, and it was. That's right. That's the way to anybody to do. That's the way you and me ought to get along together, and anybody else. If you help me, well, the Bible says help one another, don't it? Help ye one another. It means just what it says.
Thank you. You mentioned how your father had no trouble finding 8 men to move the house.
Yeah.
Just because he asked him.
Just because he asked him, didn't have to pay him a cent. They just give him a good dinner, that's all.
If anybody wanted to clear up and use the room, they'd get the logs cut, or get the trees cut, invite the neighbors into a log rolling, and they'd get in.
Pile them logs up
where they could be burned.
Well, he could burn them up then, get them out of the way. There's been a many a $100 worth of
was their dinner.
Been a many $100 worth of good timber burnt up just because it was in the way.
I'll bet.
It wasn't worth nothing. I tell you what, my granddaddy used to cut poplar trees this big around. It maybe was 50 feet before you'd see a limb and saw them up in the stove wood.
And now that tree would bring you $200-$300.
Yeah. Lumber's going up all the time, I guess it's really.
I saw my uncle and my granddaddy hauling them blocks in. They'd have to put down skid poles and roll them up on the wagon, and 4 blocks would make a load. And they put something down, had a paling fence around the yard, and they'd put, well, they used rails, that's what they used, put 2 rails down and roll them blocks out of the wagon over there and tumble them over into the yard. And then they'd split them up. He had a house he called a wood house. He kept 2-3 cords of stove wood in that house all the time. There was without it.
What kind of wood is best for the fireplace?
Oak. Oak is about as good as you can get. Hickory's mighty good. Uh-huh. But hickory will fight you every morning when you have you covered up at night, and it'll fight you the next morning. There'll be sparks flying everywhere. And it's amazing how a little spark will fly out there and bust into maybe a dozen pieces, and every one of them will look as big as the one that first and flew out. That's amazing.
The hickory does that more.
Yeah,
the
hickory.
The hickory bark.
It's the bark that does the popping. Well, chestnut will pop too. Chestnut wood will pop. But oak don't.
I don't think. In fact, when we were talking,
sweet gum don't either.
The other day about the back stick, and I think we ran out of tape, and I didn't have a chance to ask you some other questions about that. The 2 iron things that you put the logs on, what did you used to call those?
Oh, that is just a piece of iron pipe.
They called them dog iron.
Oh, these here things?
They call them hand iron.
Oh, hand iron, that's what they
But you used to call them dog iron?
Yeah, dog iron, hand iron, these are one of the I got up here this morning. I uncovered my fire, took up the ashes, got them out of the way, and I laid a stick right down there and put these here 2 irons right down there and rolled that back stick right over in there. I didn't have to exert myself one least bit.
He showed me how he got the...